You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is November 27th, 2017. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Man, has this been a busy couple of weeks in the wet shaving world. Black Friday sales were honestly, they were the most intense I've ever seen. I really wish that I had more of an insight so I could have shared it with you guys on the last episode, but wow, I mean, there was just tons of stuff going on sale. I've never seen, I mean, just about every vendor had something going on. Just really, really intense. And today being Cyber Monday, I just can't imagine. I'm sure there's going to be more deals going out there. So everybody, if you need stuff, now's the time to get it. Check out your favorite vendors and your favorite artisans and see what they have going on. Because like I said, just about everybody had something for sale, on sale, or being given away practically. So, I mean, really, really interesting week. Well, first off, I want to say happy Thanksgiving for those of you in the United States. It was a great Thanksgiving for me, a day for overeating and for just, you know, being thankful for what we have. Probably the only time of the year I really eat turkey, to be honest. And I think I speak for a lot of people myself, is and maybe that not many of us even eat the turkey, eat all the sides and all the desserts and stuff like that. Great time though. I had a great time. I hope everybody else did too. For those of you not in the United States, and so you know, I hope you guys had a great week as well. But really busy week out there. Being a retail manager myself, it was very, very a very strenuous week. Very busy. It's usually the second busiest week of the year, next to Christmas and New Year's. So it's pretty intense. Living in South Florida is another difficult thing. You know, when you're in a seasonal area like this, we have a lot of what we call snowbirds. And if you live in South Florida, you understand. What a snowbird is someone who lives up north, who stays up there 6 months out of the year for the summer, and they come down here for the winter. And what we get here is a lot of people, seasonal people, that aren't permanent residents. And, well, you know what they need? They need to buy stuff. And they also need to drive, and the traffic gets more and more intense. The sales in the grocery stores and retail establishments go up, and you could just tell that the season is here. Usually, my official day, I mean, being a retail manager for many years now, my official day for the season that we call down here would be, you know, November 1st is the actual start of the season. But some will say earlier and some will say a little later. But I'd say that a good right after the day after Halloween is when the season starts. So, yeah, it's been a pretty intense down here. Big week for me here, a very long week, actually. And just glad to be on the cast just to be able to talk about some cool stuff, some shaving stuff. Today on the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about Black Friday. We'll get more in detail. I know I kind of got into it a little bit. Review series. We're going to review Paladin shaving brushes. Now, I just recently was able to pick up my first Paladin shaving brush, having, you know, seen a lot online and hearing a lot about them. I actually made a release and was able to buy something that I wanted. I have a picture of it in the show notes. We'll talk about that. I'm very impressed with this knot and brush. And again, I don't know too much about it. That's the problem. I don't know much about the company. I'm going to find out more and definitely share it with you. This is just the first thoughts on the actual brush itself. All right, supermarket finds. That's right. That's a series that we've just started. I just started this last month, and it's been getting a lot of positive feedback. Like supermarket finds, what you could find in everyday shopping. So today we're going to talk about Wilkinson Sword double-edged blades. Yes, if you have not heard of them, well, then you haven't been looking in a grocery store or anything like that, because most Walmarts used to carry them around here. They don't anymore. I've seen Target. I've seen, I think I see Bed Bath & Beyond even carried the Wilkinson Sword blades. Very, very inexpensive blade. It used to be for a 10-pack. I think I paid $1.50 for them. They ended up being about 15 cents a blade. Great item. Decent blade, maybe not the best, but we'll talk about what kind of razors to use them in and why they are pretty decent for the money. We're going to have a giveaway. Douglas Smythe and Fran were very, very, very generous, and they sent me a bunch of aftershaves to give away for the show. And I really you know, very thankful for that, because they have been, you know, big supporters of the podcast. And, you know, I always ask every week if you're a vendor or anything like that, if you have anything you'd like me to give away or do that, you know, people at PAA, Sudsy Soapery, you know, Shannon Soaps, a lot of those companies, they've been really, really, you know, really, really a big part of the cast with giving giveaways and samples and stuff like that. I really appreciate it from them, from the bottom of my heart, because they really help out and they give really awareness for the for the cast as well. And what I'm going to do is during the, like I've done with all the other giveaways, I'm going to ask a question somewhere in the cast, and you're just all and give you directions on how to answer it and get it to me. This is just so something that, you know, a lot of guys will do hashtags and stuff like that. And yeah, I'm probably going to do that in the future, but I have a lot of fun just putting it in like a bonus question out of anywhere. And, you know, just kind of having people just like send me an email or something like along those lines and find out, you know, a little bit more about them. So yeah, just keep listening. It will be a random time. And, you just, all you have to do is just answer the question and follow directions, and you're entered to win a, aftershave from Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, a full-size aftershave. So really, again, thank you for the donations. We're going to have a great time. And we'll talk about what's coming up in the podcast. Now, there's a few things I was going to do for the holidays. I am going to have a giveaway to where it's going to actually help those in need. That will be in the next cast. I'm still working on that. I had a little bit of a setback this week because of the holidays and a little bit of a couple other things going on in the West Shaving community, so I had to hold off this week on the announcement. But we are going to do something to give back to the community as well at the end of this year. So you'll will be seeing that in the next show. Another thing with the more news is that we the show may not. I may make the next actual in 2 weeks. The next show will be the last show because the next 2 weeks will be one for will be debuting on Christmas or New Year's. And I'd really like to make sure I get one more show in for the year and that everybody gets a chance to listen to it. So I'm going to decide whether I'm going to have one come out on Christmas Day or not. I'll definitely make that decision in the next week or so, and we'll let everybody know about that on the next cast. So this may be the second to the last cast of the year, but I'm still undecided, so we'll see what happens. All right, without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. Okay, so Black Friday. That's right. Black Friday, for those of you who are unfamiliar with this, you may not live in the USA or not, Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving. Traditionally, is the start of the Christmas season. As soon as you see Santa Claus come down from the Macy's Day Parade, that's usually the start, the official start of the holiday season in the United States. At least traditionally it has been. Now you go into a store practically in October and they're playing Christmas music, but that's when it really is supposed to start. So Black Friday is the day that the sales start, and basically a lot of companies will come out. We're giving away stuff, doorbusters for 2 hours, 3 hours. Come to our store at 3 a.m. A lot of companies have started on Thanksgiving Day. That's something that I don't partake in per se because I'm not really into shopping on Thanksgiving. Being a retail manager and understanding that people do have families, I said the only defense you do have if you actually want people to stay with their families on that day is to not shop at all on that day. But I have nothing against Black Friday. I think that's great. I think that's been a tradition that's been going on for many, many years here. And I think that's fine. I'm not really all about the Thanksgiving Day thing. But again, you know, other people do, and that's fine. To get on with it, sorry to get off the subject, but the deals that were extremely difficult to keep up with this year, I have never in my life, like I mentioned previously, saw this. I saw West Coast Shaving doing 40% off their own products, 20% off like everybody else's products. You know, we were just talking about Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. They had a bunch of unattainable items coming out, old stuff, new stuff, crazy stuff. I couldn't even keep up with what they were doing. You had Bufflehead Soaps came out with a soap on Thanksgiving Day release. They haven't had a release in a while. That sold out in 10 seconds, literally 10 seconds. It was gone. You had L&L Grooming on the day before Thanksgiving. They even had a huge sale on. He just reopened his shop. We've talked about them before, about Declaration Brushes and stuff like that. Came out with a new soap, some new brushes. They sold out in like 5 minutes. So, I mean, a couple other companies did. eBay had some sales. You know, you see a lot around. You see a lot of other people out there with just like some different sales. You had like Straight Razor Designs. They had like 15% off everything on the site or 10% off the site or whatever. It was just like everywhere you look, something was on sale and it was actually a good price. So if you're a wet shaver and you're looking for stuff, that was a time to get. Oh, again, I forgot. Maggard's had a bunch of like doorbuster stuff too, like 50% off. Great item. I mean, I was very impressed with the major vendors and how really involved they got with the Black Friday sales. So if you picked up anything, and here is the hint on hint question. Answer this question. Email me what your best purchase was for Black Friday this year for wet shaving. Let me know all about it at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And you'll be entered automatically in to win a Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements aftershave. So anyway, getting back on with the show. I could not keep up with it. I just kept on watching, and I was, to be honest, I was really overwhelmed, and I didn't really buy much of anything. So I, you know, I was a little disappointed myself, because every year I usually do get something. I didn't get anything, and I was, well, I'll probably end up getting something. So, oh, no, I'm sorry. I did get a soap. I got one soap, but that was it. But awesome time, guys. I mean, this was crazy. I was just online all. I had to work, so I, on Black Friday, I was just on my phone. I probably till almost died. I was just kept on watching and just looking at stuff and just watching what was it, just kept on getting released and released. And I wanted a part of it. You know, I just, it was great. Lots of vendors, just about anybody you could think of had something going on. So, guys, if you did pick up something, really, really happy for you. I hope you got something really cool because it was nuts out there. So, and if you got any TVs or anything like that, Best Buy, all those companies had some great stuff going on too. So, what the next thing I'm going to skip around, I'm going to go to the palette and shave brush, and I want to talk about this. Now, if you look in the show notes, you have to see a picture of the one that I just purchased. I just opened it up out of the box when I got this, and I've used it about three or four times since it's been here. First thing I want to say is that I bought the Jade Stone Blank PK-47 shape with a 26mm Badger knot in it. The knot's unbelievable. The knot was really no shedding. It didn't really stink too bad. I mean, it has like a stink and a little brown on it from that you get from the badger brushes. So, I mean, it's going to. But the balance of the brush is really nice. Lathering the brush is nice. The backbone's good. I'd say it's got about a 50mm loft, maybe give or take a little bit more, but it's nice. I mean, it's definitely, the backbone's sturdy. It's very, very dense brush. I enjoyed using it. I'm sure that this brush is going to break in, you know, very well, very nicely as well. Now with Paladin, here's the thing. Paladin does releases here and there. You got to be really quick with them. You got to follow them on Twitter if you want one, because they sell out usually within an hour or two if they do a release, and they've released a bunch of them. I always miss out. I always wanted a jade brush, and I figured I always wanted a jade Paladin, so that's why I picked one up. Using the brush, I like the PK-47 shape. If you look in the picture, you can see that's my hands there. That's actually my hand. And yeah, I do have larger hands than, you know, most people. But I did feel the brush to be adequate. It's solid. It's got a good weight balance to it. So, and I love the shape of the PK-47 because it's got that little ridge in the middle that you can kind of hold with your fingertips when you're lathering if you don't want to go too much on the brush side. I know a lot of people like to hold the hair itself. I like to just hold. I like to hold the brush. It depends on what. But I felt like it really worked out for me. So I mean, I love the brush. I think that all the hype for it is probably more around the performance and the blanks that they use. The actual stuff, the turning material that they use for the brushes. It's polished to a mirror shine. This thing has got a lot of time into it. It's professional. The etching on the numbers and the name is definitely etched in there very well. Yeah, Paladin's known what they're doing. They're not just like, I'm just going to make brushes for a few years. This brush is symmetrical. This brush is polished perfectly, and the blank has not a flaw in it. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you bought one of these brushes, you are definitely going to probably be hooked and try to buy another one. Retail price on the one that the PK-47 is $160. Most Paladins go from $160 to $240. Some of them go for more than that with the bigger sizes. And you got to say, I'm impressed. I think it's a great brush. Now, everyday use, it does fit perfectly in a brush stand. There's not too much density in the brush. It's definitely nice. It will fit in a brush stand. I've had some problems with other brushes that don't. Size is a little bit on the smaller size, but about average for a regular shaving brush about this size and price for a custom one, you know, for like a Wolf or something like that. It might be a little smaller than the Wolf Whisker, but I mean, it's definitely worth it. The knot and everything, dig the tube band. It's definitely a good knot. It works. So, I mean, do I recommend using these brushes? Yes. Do I think that they're, the hype is there? No, I think the hype's a little bit overdone, I think. I think the hype is good. I think that if you follow Paladin on Twitter, you can buy one. I think people get hooked on these things. And I also think they buy them some people just buy them to raffle them off or something like that, you know, whatever. But, I mean, that's fine. That's part of the game. But, I mean, I think that the brush is definitely worth the asking price of it. I don't think it would be worth overpaying to pay $400 or $500 for one. But I think that if you were able to pick one up for, you know, the asking price, the list price, I think you'd be very happy with your purchase. And you have a brush that's going to probably last a lifetime. So the overall impressions of the Paladin brush, A+ for performance, A+ for looks, and probably a B for price, because I think they are a little bit on the higher end for what they are. But, I mean, if you want to look at a couple things, perfect symmetrical, right? There's no flaws in this brush at all. It is perfectly polished and even. If you feel the blank, it's even. There's no chips, there's no cracks, nothing. This brush is a high quality piece. So on the price point, definitely would give it, it's definitely worth what it is. And I highly recommend getting one if you are in the works of getting, if you know, if you're in the market to get a new brush. So check them out. All right, moving right along, guys. We're going to talk about this, the actual supermarkets, Blade of Day supermarket find, whatever I was calling it before. All right, and I am looking and going to the grocery stores, and I'm going to Walmarts, and I'm going to Kmarts, or no, not really Kmart, but I'm going to Targets and stuff, and I want to see what is on the shelf that we can use every day, and is it, if it's worth it. So, of course, many of you guys who've been around a while know about Wilkinson Sword double-edged blades. They are the German ones that you can find. They're about $1.50, $2 when you see them in a store. Very cheap, very available, and most places do carry them. What are good about these blades? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. These blades work great in like a Gillette adjustable razor, right? A mild razor, they work good. If you want to use an aggressive razor, such as a, let's see, you want to use more of a really aggressive razors, you can use like an aggressive Wolfman or a more modern razor or a slant razor. I would not recommend using these blades. For some reason, they do not work very well when flexed or when there's a lot of blade gap. And I'm going to tell you that's where you can tell kind of the cheapness. What I see with Gillette razors, vintage Gillette double-edged razors, is that they can fake a bad blade and make it work good. All right? I don't know how, but I've used cheap blades and crappy blades in a Gillette adjustable razor, and I have gotten great shaves with it. And then I take the same style blade and I'll put it in a three-piece, like a Blackbird, or I'll put it in a my Wolf WR1, or I'll put it in something else that's a little bit more custom, and I will be extremely disappointed. I don't know why. They do not work on slant razors. For some reason, I cannot get it to work. Now, again, your mileage may vary, will vary. Mine will too. I am just going by, this is just my opinion on these razors, on these blades, and what happens with them. So I'm going to be honest with you. I think they are great with an adjustable razor that you can adjust the gap with something very, very mild. But I think when you put them in something more aggressive and you start getting better at wet shaving, I think that these things got to probably sit on the counter, or you know, you have to piff them out to somebody. So overall, Wilkinson Swords, you can find them anywhere. Great blade if you need one, right? Great with Gillette adjustable razors. Not so good with slants and or more aggressive three-piece razors. That's what I think about it. You know, I also welcome anybody have any opinions or anything or questions. You know, please feel free to email me at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com, and I will definitely share it on the next show. All right, guys, moving right along, we are at to the giveaway section. Okay, so I have a Oud Spice aftershave that I am going to give away if you answer the question that I asked before. Send it to my email, joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. I've already mentioned the question. Send me the answer, and you'll be entered automatically to win this. Now, guys, unfortunately, there's an issue. I can only send aftershaves in the U.S. I cannot send it out of the U.S. So it's CON-US only, continental U.S. only. So I do apologize. If you are from somewhere else and you'd like something, I got plenty of samples and stuff I can send you so you can enter, but I just can't send alcohol splashes outside of the country. So good luck to everyone who enters, and let me answer the question to the best of your ability, and let me know. And if you have any other questions, send them on over too. So guys, I wanted to talk about one more thing. What's in store with the podcast? There's a decision factor that I'm making either the next show being the last show of the year or going and just going all for the last one on Christmas Day. This decision will be made this week. I will discuss this decision with Mark of Sharp Olives to see what's going on, see maybe if this is going to work. But we do have one more show. So if this happens and this is going to be our last show, it's going to change the actual layout a little bit because we're going to do the year in review. All right, the year in review is the last show of the year. I've done this for the last 2 years. And what we'll do is we'll go over every month, every show and everything and just talk about briefly about what we did, what we talked about in the wet shaving world for the year. So the year in review is coming up. We're going to talk about what's happening in the wet shaving world. The winter soaps are coming. We'll talk about a few of them as well. There's some already out, but we're going to talk more in detail next week. A review series. I'm just going to give a hint. Bacon, bacon, and more bacon. We'll talk about bacon, right? And supermarket finds, we will have a brand new supermarket find for you, and we're going to call it the Pawn Stars Yep, if you know what I'm talking about, you'll hear about that as well, because you can actually technically buy that in a grocery store or a retailer store. So guys, remember, our show is powered by sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, for letting us use sharpologist.com, and for everything that he does in the wet shaving world, his videos, his advice, and everything that he does for everyone. Remember, Mark is a one of the beginners, one of the starters, one of the guys who started the YouTube trend with YouTubers. He is the original guy, so if you haven't checked out his videos, please check out his videos. They're awesome. Another special thanks to Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. They have been very, very generous this year on giving us some aftershaves here and there, and also giveaways as well. Check them out too, guys. Very great people over there, good products, and really thankful for what everything that they do in the community. And most of all, I want to thank you guys, the listeners, because without you, there would be no cast, no wet shaving videos, no nothing. And that's what we need in this world. We need more people like us wet shavers, because it's a great hobby that we're in, and we have a lot of fun doing it. So don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Link is in the show notes for videos regarding some interesting, weird, and wet shaving content. And always feel free to contact me at joe@wetshavingnews@gmail.com with any information that you would like to know about the show, or any suggestions as well. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode or doing a giveaway, also contact me at my email. If you're a vendor and like to be featured on the show, please contact me as soon as possible. I'm starting to with the 2018 schedule, so get with me as soon as you can. Our next show will be the 11th of December, and I look forward to seeing you guys then. Until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.